When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The week of meetings continues, BT. Yesterday, the Yankees had their meeting with Juan Soto, maybe trying to retain him. But as we go further and further away from Soto being a Yankee, I'm not so sure he's coming back to the Bronx.
Yeah, listen, I'm not 100% sure either. I don't think anybody really has a true sense. There's loose parameters being thrown out. You hear 660, you hear 702. So it's just a wild guessing game. What I find most interesting to me, like, And I want to reassert, I do think that there's a decent chance that he leaves. And I've also laid out a plan, like, if he does, I think that there's, it would be different, but I think there's a better way to build a roster. Yeah, some Met fans, oh, he's coping. Hey, whatever, dude. I mean, they didn't win the World Series last year with Juan Soto. So you can't tell me there's not a better way, or possibly a better way, or equal way to build it and split things up. But that's not even the point. To me, think about this, guys. The Yankees, they had to, when they acquired him, and they gave up some decent stuff, and we all knew that, right? Most notably, Michael King was phenomenal. You acquire him knowing that you're going to be involved and embroiled in the most intense bidding war of all time, okay? So you can't be surprised by that now. So you had to know it then.
You don't think that they thought maybe we're the Yankee? I mean, Hal said it in season, and Yankee fans got sucked in thinking it was going to be a possibility. I think maybe the Yankees thought, well, we're the Yankees. Let's get him in here and let's negotiate before he hits the open market, which would have been foolish, but maybe there was an element there.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. But I think that when you look at it truly, truly big picture and you're not just wrapped up at the moment, I think the Yankees are good enough from a business perspective to have an understanding that, yeah, maybe we get him here, he loves it, and he never hits the open market. But I just think that was a small part of their hope. I don't think that that was really their big plan. I think that they knew that they would get to this point. So you acquire him knowing that, you know, everybody's going to jump in, or a lot of teams going to jump in. And that's fine. So, but you can't be surprised, and you can't not be prepared to give him a lot of money. And if you're not prepared to give him a lot of money and go in a different direction, I'm okay with that. But here's my biggest issue. So you had him, and you didn't quite go all in. You went a little bit. You jumped in the pool. You got a little wet. You got the beak a little bit wet. Did you really go underwater? Did you really submerge yourself? For me, the answer is no. So if Juan Soto leaves, and I would say if I had to handicap it right now, Sal, I would say that there's, to me, it actually feels like there's slightly more chance that he's gone. I really believe that.
Right.
And if he is gone, and the Yankees gave up what they gave up, didn't really put up a massive fight to try to retain him, and didn't go all in when they had him, what are we doing?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's why I questioned in the beginning. I didn't think that the Yankees did enough in the offseason. I didn't think the Yankees were good enough in season. And, you know, it was one of those where it's World Series or bust. They got to the World Series, did not win it, and now, you know, look, I've said all along, so nothing has changed for me. If anything, I mean, I don't know how you can, is it possible, like once, like Seinfeld, you say, once something's wet, it's wet. If I felt like Juan Soto was going to the Mets a year ago, like, can I feel more like he's going to the Mets now? I mean, I don't know if that's possible, but I do believe he's going to the Mets. I felt that way all along. Now I think what's happening is others are starting to feel like that's a realistic possibility. So not only might you be losing Juan Soto if you're the Yankees, you might be losing him to the Mets. And yeah, I mean, looking back on it, getting to the World Series, is that enough? I think this could be one of the biggest blunders in Yankees history when you think about trading for Soto, yes, not doing enough around Soto, no, and then potentially losing him. That'd be awful, which is why, bringing me back to the original point with the Yankees, they can't afford to lose him, BT.
Well, I mean,
they got to keep him here.
I can't characterize it as a blunder until I see, like, number one, does he lead? Number two, if he goes to the Mets, do the Mets win? Number three, and then more importantly than number two, if he does leave, do the Yankees take a massive step back and regress? And if that's the case, then it's a massive blunder, miscalculation, error, however you want to deem it.
But don't you think they have to keep him here?
No, I don't. I've said that.
I know, but I don't. But all the reasons you just said are the exact reasons why I think they need to keep him.
But I'm just pointing out, to be fair to the conversation, how the Yankees have put themselves in a position that is now, it's it, it it shouldn't, I don't think it should have come to this. Like, there were checkpoints, and I don't mean this pipe dream that he was going to resign during the season. I mean, again, if you think about this, whether it was the Dodgers, whether it's the Blue Jays, you had to know Cohen was going to pounce from a Yankee perspective. There's no way that Hal didn't know that. So when you get him and you give up what you give up to get him, you've got to have a couple things lined up. Number one, are we prepared to dance with the big boys monetarily? I think ultimately the answer will be no.
To a certain extent. Well,
yeah, to that, like, well, that's the,
but
so,
that's a problem.
Well, it could be. I don't disagree. So, again, I don't think they're going to bow out at $600 million, but I don't think they're going to 7-7 plus if it gets there.
No, they're going to hope there's a Yankee discount like there was for Judge. Like, that's what they were. When they acquired MBT, they thought, okay, here's what we're doing. Cashman basically said as much. We wanted to get the best player available, even knowing that it's just a one-year thing, but we're going to take our best shot.
Which I had no problem with. I had no problem with it.
Well, all right, me either, while also getting him used to the Bronx and then hoping against hope that maybe this player will love it here so much that he'll want to stay for a fair price. Like, not looking to get him for $400 million. Yankees will go to a certain extent, but they're not going to go above and beyond the way the Mets would, which might be enough. It might not be enough. We're going to find out. I don't think it's going to be. They basically went all in saying, we want to win this year, so let's get this player and hope that because he's a Yankee, maybe he'll take a fair amount to stay here instead of an absurd amount to go somewhere else.
Well, I mean, listen, and I do think the number's going to get absurd at some point. I really do.
Me too.
I wouldn't give him 702. I wouldn't. And like, I really mean that. I don't know how else to express it. Like, I sincerely, I'm going to miss watching him play, man. He is, if he leaves.
Well, I'm saying,
if he leaves.
No, I know, but.
Oh, yeah, just flip the channel, one down, I get to see him on yours.
You're not going to miss him that much. He's still going to be here.
Yeah, I see him in a Subway series. I got you. I will miss that if it comes to it. I will miss the dynamic, basically Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig combination.
Yeah.
There's no doubt there are baseball reasons why it will hurt. It's the show, the stage, the theater. It will take a big step back, and that's fun. You know, whether it's Roger Clemens, it's a show.
I'm surprised you're not.
Yeah, but hold on.
Pounding the desk saying you need him.
No, because I don't think that's the only baseball move. Now I would think, and if not, well, then we have a completely different discussion, and this is where I would lose my mind in terms of the Yankees really dropping the ball. Like, if he goes to the Mets, if he goes to Toronto, if he goes to the Dodgers, look, by the way, like they're going to jump in again.
I'm just saying. No, they're going to have a meeting with him this week.
For sure.
Yeah, well, is it today? Maybe tomorrow? Whatever.
I believe today or tomorrow.
Seems like every other day, these meetings, you don't want to have them back-to-back if you're Soto and Boris, because they're long, I'm sure, and grueling, and who the hell knows what goes on there. But yeah, I mean, the Dodgers are going to meet with him. I still don't think that they're going to be legit.
I don't think so either, but the Dodgers jump in. The stakes are going to go up a little bit. So you're going to have to, the market's going to react to that. So that being, aside from that, you've got, you know, some tenacious suitors out there right now with deep pockets. Everybody talks about Cohen, but Toronto is basically as affluent, just slightly below Cohen. So they've got the wherewithal, Canadian taxes, whatever, being outside of the States. I don't know how he views Toronto, the city, the ballpark, the team. I have no idea. But the suitors are lined up and they're coming with massive checks, which we always knew. We always knew that. But as long as, if they were to lose Soto, as long as they pivot and it's three or four players, I truly believe that the Yankees could be better. I really believe that. I've always believed that. Go and type it in, BT and Sal, YouTube, Soto, Yankees, Mets. Find it. Yeah. Like, those takes are out there. I said it weeks ago. I believe it even more now. But I just, listen, I'm here to say, and I think Yankee fans are maybe more okay with this than you think and others. I think that the Yankee fan understands there's a real chance he's going.
Yeah, well, there's
a real chance he's going.
Oh, I mean, they should understand that, but to me, it shouldn't be acceptable. There's no way the New York Yankees, after trading for Juan Soto, can excuse letting him walk for more money. They are, need I remind everybody, the Yankees. Since when are they going to be outbid for a player they want that is theirs? From the Blue Jays or the Mets?
How many years do you think he gets, Sal? I know what's out there now.
I think he's getting at least 13, probably more.
Okay. To me, once, and that's my threshold, the 12, 13, I'm okay with you get past that. Really, what does it mean? 14 years down the road, am I going to even care?
But if somebody else, no, you're not.
Like that, you know, you just move on to the next thing.
If somebody else is willing to give it to him,
yep.
Why wouldn't then you just say for the Yankees, all right, let's suck it up and give it to the Yankees?
Well, but he's also, number one, the need for star power. I'm going to keep it to the Mets. I don't know. Well, Toronto just wants to win, and the Dodgers want all their toys, and the Red Sox need to start spending money and become relevant again. Pertaining to the Mets, why would they go all in? They need that guy. Lindor's really good. He's not that guy. So why would the Mets do it? I just told you. Why wouldn't the Yankees do it? They've got that guy.
Who would you rather have the next 5 years, Judge or Soto?
The next 5 years?
Yeah. The point is the Yankees got the wrong guy.
Well,
and I love Judge.
Well, I didn't know that you could say you got the wrong guy when he had 58 bombs, dude. I mean, come on. He's going to win the MVP. The wrong guy. Get him in the right position. Yeah. There's more than 4 years of dominance. Like, let's not get this twisted. Just because they messed up and he's got to play center field for them doesn't mean that they don't put him back where he belongs, that he's going to go bonkers for the next 5 years. Soto will never hit 58 bombs, ever. He's going to hit 322.
You're worried about the home runs. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about better offensive players. Soto's one of the
Who's the better all-around player?
Judge is, but he's also 33 years old.
I get that. I understand.
I mean, Judge is going to be, he's going to be 33 this year or 32?
He is, 33.
Yeah, 33 this year. 33 for a guy his size playing center field.
He can't be the outlier.
Before.
He can't be the outlier.
Look, I've said it many times. One of the first to say, Judge the best baseball player that I have ever seen. So I'm not trying to minimize Judge.
I got
you. But I asked you, for the next 5 years, who would you rather invest in? So it's not like, oh, well, Soto 15 years. Yeah, but the idea would be trying to pair those two together
for sure
for the next 5 years, which is why the Yankees can't let him go. And if I had to pick one guy to invest a lot of money in, if it's Soto or Judge, I'd go Juan Soto because of the age of Judge.
The age, I get it. And the Yankees, that window shutting on Gerrit Cole's prime and Judge's prime, which is why one of the reasons why the Yankees probably felt emboldened enough to acquire him without knowing if he's going to, even though I do think that you're right, and I've said this, that they thought we'd get him in here. We get a little house deal and we keep this thing going. But they knew that they had to act on whatever remains of their two best players transcend the Yankees. I know that they had awful moments in the World Series. Trust me, we get that. But Gerrit Cole is a beast. He's amazing. And Aaron Judge is the best player I've ever seen. So, so they went for it. They got there. They didn't win. But it doesn't mean that you just that you throw bad money at an amazing hitter.
Right.
And that's where I think where I separate the emotion and the practicality of who Juan Soto is. Now, he is an amazing hitter. Yeah. We all know this, right?
You think the Yankees are in the World Series without him?
No, okay. I don't. I'm going to be I don't.
Well, I know.
But is he as amazing a hitter as we truly think? He doesn't hit 330. He doesn't hit 50. But like he's take away the, again. Multiple. I want Soto to stay. I don't want to blur the lines of reality. I love him. I love him to stay. But it's not like Juan Soto. You take away the Soto shuffle and the juice and the swag and the vibe. He's not Aaron Judge as a hitter.
Right.
He's just not, and he's never been that guy.
Well, in the postseason, he's far better.
I'm not pushing back on that.
That's the point.
But you play 162 to get there.
The idea is the Yankees want to pair those two. That's what made the Yankees special at times this season. That's what made the Yankees go through the American League postseason and get to the World Series, pairing those two together. If you lose Juan Soto, however you build it around him, it's not going to be good enough. It's also not going to be good enough for the fans to justify that you, the New York Yankees, got outbid by the Mets or the Blue Jays or whoever it may be, which seems to be a realistic chance that that's going to happen.
But and I admit that that might happen, but I don't get wrapped up in that. Like, I really don't. And again, for the ninth time, I want him to stay. Being outbid by the Mets, I'm going to have to put up with this guy and Mets fan. And I get it. And I will. We'll do the King Cohen thing. Well, but as long as they pivot and put out a better team, and I believe that they could if they take, 80% of the money they might earmark for him and disperse in three different spots. I truly do. I swear to God, I believe the Yankees could be better. What was the knock on the Yankees last year? They were a two-man team. Mm-hmm. They couldn't catch the baseball. They weren't good on the bases. And they were, in essence, a two-man team. So we're going to run it back with a two-man team again and hope that it gets better?
No, the idea,
how does that make any sense?
The idea would be to build around
But you
those
know
two
that
guys.
They're not going to, if they keep but Soto.
But that's the problem.
But I'm trying to preemptively at least guard against that because I know that if Soto stays, they're not doing anything else. And what we saw last year, as great as Soto is, as amazing as Judge is, as amazing as they are as a pair, they were the JV team to the Dodgers.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Sal's in Brooklyn. What's up, Sal?
What's going on, boys? Hoping all is well.
Hey, Sal.
Hey BT. 2 years ago, Yanks don't even make the playoffs. And I love Judge. They get Soto. They're in the World Series. I know it's all the ancillary pieces around them. You just got to give this guy his money regardless, man. If it's 700, 720, 730,
730,
whatever it is, because
dude, what?
Whatever, it's going to go there. You got two guys. You got Boston, everybody's sleeping on. You got Cone, everybody's sleeping on. It's going to go there. So unless you're willing to go there.
It is. It probably will sell. It doesn't mean that it's the prudent thing to do. Like, emotionally speaking, Yankees will get crushed in the court of public opinion. And the Yankees will have to then make some moves to just become a better team. And they'll either get the last laugh or they'll be laughed out of the court of public opinion as next season develops. We want an immediate answer. And unfortunately, we won't get it. Now, we'll get the immediate emotion if he bounces or if he stays. But you could disagree with my assertion that you can build a better team without him, but you can't prove that I'm wrong until it happens. And that's what makes it interesting. You can't prove that I'm wrong. You could say that you disagree.
But it doesn't,
you could say that
me,
I'm nuts. You could say that I'm coping. You can't say that I'm wrong.
To me, it doesn't matter. It's where the Yankees are at as a franchise what matters. The results are what they have been for a while, where the Yankees have been going the wrong way. They went and got Soto. They got to their first World Series since 2009. Now, onto the idea that they're going to let Soto go. Forget about where he goes, but let him go and then build out a team around a 33-year-old superstar in Aaron Judge and hope that it's going to get better. And John Carlos Stanton, who can't even run, and the Yankees, you know, with an aging pitcher and Gerrit Cole as well. Like, the Yankees got to win now. Now's the time. Their best chance to win is bringing back Juan Soto. It's not your money. Like, it's the New York Yankees. They have enough money. They've already come this far. They need to go even further. Whatever the market is for Soto, whatever the going rate is, the Yankees need to pony up.
And here's my volley back. You know, if you keep Soto, and maybe this is the year, and they're just kind of laying in the weeds, and they get ready to pounce. I don't necessarily believe this. I don't.
Yeah.
Because I think those reckless days are over. I don't think we'll ever see a 2009 or what George did when the Yankees
doesn't
went
bonkers. Doesn't have to be reckless, but...
Well, not reckless, but just incredibly aggressive or whatever.
The point is, they've already spent bad money.
Oh, yeah. But so not recently.
No, but that's the problem is that they can't go get Soto and then some the way the Mets might be able to do. It's not because Hal doesn't have it.
Because he's sitting on some other stuff, that yeah. whether it's DJs, 13 right. a year, or obviously Giancarlo
yeah.
Stanton.
Yeah, exactly.
We've been over this a million times, yeah. and it's not wrong. It's been the wrong blueprint to this point. I think we all know that. But listen, I could be wrong on this as well. I've got great confidence, unfortunately, because I wouldn't mind if it was the old days with George doing whatever he wants, where if Soto stays, and it's for, I'll just throw 670, and he's here, I don't think they're getting Christian Walker. I don't think they're addressing third base. I don't think they're addressing left field. And if that's the case, you run it back with the same team. And guess what? The American League's going to slowly get mm-hmm. better, so those easy matchups in the first round and second will dissipate, and the Dodgers are getting better, and the Phillies will be there, and the Mets might be getting better, and all the other teams in the NL, if you do get to the World Series, the Braves, when they're healthy, you're not going to win a World Series with three good players. You're just not.
Roy is in Brooklyn. What's up, Roy?
Yes, I agree with Mr. Tierney completely. I believe the Yankees would be a better team without Soto. Put Judge back in right field. Get Walker, Teoscar Hernandez, and Bregman instead of Soto, and have a much more balanced lineup. And Judge will be in right. Dominguez in center, and Teoscar Hernandez, Bregman, Volpe, Chisholm, Walker, Wells.
It's a lineup.
Better lineup than they would have with Soto.
Right,
yeah,
there you go.
What do you
it's
think?
A lineup. I'll tell you, and thank you for the call, Roy. I'll tell you, as a Met fan, I love that lineup too. I love that lineup too. Get Soto to Queens. We all agree then. Yankees don't want Soto. We'll take him off your hands. No problemo. Sign me up, BT. When do we sign?
Yeah. Do you agree if they retain Soto, that's it?
Who?
And if the Yankees.
I think that they have to minimize. Now, I'll agree with this, that I don't think it's foolish to think that, okay, well, you know, you could build a solid baseball team without Juan Soto.
Not solid. I'm saying they could build a better baseball team.
Well, right, but we're also looking at it on paper. And then what happens in the event that Judge gets hurt like he did prior to Soto getting it?
Understood.
With Soto here, if Judge went down, you still had Soto.
Well,
without
then you're cooked. It's a little different.
Okay,
but to be fair to Judge, I mean, the last time he got hurt, he ran into a wall that wasn't updated since 1977.
I'm just saying, but also his body still in the outfield, whether it's a corner or not, at 33, it's fair to say that you're now relying on him to stay healthy even more so if you lose Soto. But the original point is, BT, the Yankees could, sure, they could build a team out and win some games, but they have to bring him back because of what they did so well last year, and then some. Like, it can't just be Soto and that's it and hope to go out again. I don't think it should be out of the realm of possibility, at the very least, Soto plus, let's say, Walker. and then
well, I mean, now it's a home run. I'd be pumped for that. I just don't think that they would do that.
But why can't that happen?
Well, it should. Now, Walker, this is a different Walker's conversation, though.
Oh, understood, but Walker's not getting a big term.
No,
commitment.
He's going to get 3 years,
okay.
20-something million
so
a year.
The Yankees can't
they
do
should
that.
Do it.
Oh, right. They can't do that fold-up shop. I'm sorry.
I mean, the one thing that I don't get wrapped up in, it, and I haven't for a while, like, the aura and, like, oh, you know, if the Yankees let an amazing all-time, you know, transcendent player, though I do think that's a bit of a stretch based on the stats, not my opinion. I think there's a lot better hitters historically than Juan Soto, although he's amazing. It's not so much about that, like, wow, the Yankees let a great player leave. How do you do that? You know, you're no longer the Yankees. Like, I guess I don't care about that as much. I care about putting out a team that doesn't have five automatic outs and three guys who can't run and four other guys who can't make, you know, above average defensive plays under duress in the postseason. And last year's version, that's what they had. 888-808-1019. It's BT and Sal on the Fan. Oh, this guy's getting comfortable. I can see him. Look at him.
I'm thinking so this good, BT. BT and Sal back on the Fan. Darn headphones got twisted up here. Hold on a second. Okay, there we go.
Nothing's working. My my charger's not charging my iPad.
It's not working?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell. It's Evans. I don't know.
What do
I
you
forgot
mean?
Forgot mine.
You, oh, man. So you're using Evans charger to charge your iPad?
I'm trying to. It's not working.
You know, we got to get updated computers.
You think?
Here. Yeah, I use this old one here. I can barely see it. You have yours there. Remember when you, what'd you throw it at that one time?
When I lost the World Series, the last
baseball,
one.
The
look,
baseball
look, I'm still missing the keys. Yeah, that's out there on YouTube.
That's right. You lost two World Series this year. The baseball card World Series to be in February, then October. The
at least
Yankees
I got to one.
What would you put a percent? We're going to get back to the calls here in a second on Soto. What would you put a percentage on him now leaving? Now that you feel like he might be a goner, in your own words here, that you feel like he's going to leave the Yankees, what percentage that he goes versus stays?
I'll take you through my mindset from maybe the apex of what I thought he would stay. To now, and I never thought he'd sign during the season. I always anticipated him getting to free agency. Well, let me amend that for a moment. When they got him, I thought there was a slight chance, that they would present him with something that was just too impossible to turn down.
You know, I'm sorry, BT. Yeah. You know they do like the win probability?
Yeah. Hate the win probability.
Yeah, I do.
So you can't use it now
because
it might be in your favor. I don't want to hear it now.
But this is like the Soto stay probability.
Oh, okay, all right.
When they traded for him, you were at like, what would you say, like a 90 something?
I was very high.
Okay.
I mean, I definitely didn't view you guys as a threat because I thought you guys would win 76 games and be awful. And that's why I kept saying the way the Mets season looked mattered. And I think I was right about that, even though money's going to really usurp everything. Anyway, so I was holding on like, well, he loves it here, and him and Judge are banging, and right field is a vibe. And
must really love it here. So it was 90.
You're such an idiot.
But it's not even you.
Hoff couldn't wait to grab his mic and say something to you guys. I'll tell you, man. Jeez. Sophomore idiots, and I'm one of them. Anyway, so I would say probably around 85%, 90%.
Okay.
And it wasn't like, oh, we're the Yankees.
No.
That wasn't that. It was just like, he's going to love it here. They're winning.
Mid-season.
And everything's working. Mid-season was still very, very high.
Let's say 85. 85-ish
percent. And then, honestly, during the playoffs, I think it probably either stayed at 85% or went slightly up.
What about?
Never passed 90%.
All right, I'll put you at 90. Then I want your game five post-game.
Game five.
I see the dip on the chart.
So those are two more. So that night and then now, and we'll finish up this bar. I would say game five post game. I would say it probably dropped to about 60 ish.
Okay. And then where are you at now?
I'd say right around 50. And to be fair, maybe slightly below 50. I think that there's a slightly better
45?
Chance than not.
40? Well, you say slightly
I'm not
below.
Going down to 40. Take it
okay,
easy.
45?
I mean, if anything, it's like just below 50.
48?
Around there. If you need a hard number,
okay.
48.6.
Okay. Mine, just for the record, was in March.
Yeah.
You want the Soto stay possibility or the Soto go to
take
Queens?
Me through. When he was first acquired to the season and everything.
I would say when he first got acquired, I would say it was at 20%.
Okay.
And then I would say April, May probably
remember,
went
he
up.
He was cruising. He was crushing it.
Probably went up to like 50% and then probably stayed 50 throughout the years.
Now, to be fair, this is staying with the Yankees, not going to the Mets.
Correct.
Got it. Yeah. Keep going.
And then after game five, it went to 10%. and basically been. Now, remember, that is consistent with my beliefs. Like, I believed he was going to the Mets. There was a point during the year I was like, all right, well, I mean, things are looking good in the Bronx. The roll calls, they love him. Yep. He's having fun. At a point where the Mets weren't looking very good, although I never thought that that had a huge impact. I certainly don't think the results of the season hurt the Mets in any way. If anything, it makes them much more appealing. But I think he's going to Queens.
Who's the Mets' biggest competition? If you frame it that way, you think he's going there.
I still probably think the Yankees, although I don't think the Yankees are going to have the highest bid. I think the Yankees and their bid will still be a better... Or a bigger threat than Toronto and their higher
debt. I think Toronto's coming. They have to come in with a bigger number if they want to get serious.
BT and Tal on the Fan. Mike is in Garden City. What's up, Mike?
Hey, fellas. Loving the program so far. Hope you've had an excellent morning.
Thanks, Mike.
Do have a slight problem with what BT said in the show open about the Mets core and that team needing Juan Soto to be that guy for them because Francisco Lindor, as good as he is currently not that guy.
Not like Soto. He's not.
That's totally fair, but I think as far as comparisons go, I think the argument is there that the Mets' current foundation of position players is stronger than the Yankees, and the Yankees are in desperate need to re-sign this man because they desperately need, quote-unquote, that guy, especially when they're MVP vanished into thin air.
His name is Judge. That guy resides in the Bronx, and he's going to be in Monument Park someday. That guy's there.
Out of curiosity, though, where was he in October? Because
he's dropping pop-ups and going. maybe he was touring Monument Park. He was. Head certainly wasn't on the diamond. He was awful in October.
I love the way you said that. Out of curiosity, where was he in October?
That's good. I do think. Listen, nice, I, well, it's true. I do That's think that. I do think one thing has been hijacked. Not that it can't happen, but there's this assumption. I got news for Mets fans out there. There is this assumption that their success this year, it's going to equate to this linear rise, the trajectory, you know, like 83 Tidewater and 84 kind of hang around and 85, you know, just miss out to the Cardinals and 86 do what you did, obviously. Can I just break some sobering news to everybody? Well, I'm going to pose it in the form of a question. Who's pitching opening day for the Mets next year?
Who pitched this year?
I'm just asking.
Yeah. We don't know yet.
Okay. Who's pitching day two?
Maybe Kodai Senga.
Probably Senga. No, Senga's the answer for game one.
Maybe Sean Manaea.
Maybe not.
Walker Buehler.
Maybe not.
Maybe Garrett Crochet.
Maybe not. I mean, those are interesting maybes if they work out. But you need a lot of things to go your way this offseason. Everybody seems to ignore it.
But they have a ton of money. Like, they're going to get pitching. The same way we talked about it last year was who's going to pitch. They filled out the rotation fine, and it was good. So maybe this year they fill it out a little bit better, and maybe Senga stays healthy. Like, I'm not worried about that at all. I don't disagree that maybe the Mets won't go further. Like, getting to the NLCS and winning two games, that's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to what the Giants did a couple years ago, obviously, and then took a major step back. I don't anticipate the Mets taking a major step back. I want to see them build a better team going in, which I think they will. But just back to the point real quick about the Lindor thing, it's not minimizing Lindor. It's that the Mets need another mega star, middle of the order. I mean, whatever, top of the order in this case. But
you know
what I'm saying?
They do.
That power bat that's going to grind at bat. They need that star to go along with Lindor. One MVP-type player is just not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
You need multiple.
That's good enough for the Guardians with Ramirez, but that's unique, and that's a weak division, and that's why they never go anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's good enough for a mid-market team. It's not good enough for a major market team that legitimately wants to compete for a World Series. Like, yeah, you could look at the Guardians and say, wow, yeah, Ramirez is a great player. Well, where was he in October? Not to mention that who else is in that lineup? Kwan and Naylor, those guys stink in comparison to the actual stars in the league. So it's not minimizing Lindor. It's that you want to pair Lindor, Soto, Vientos. And that's why I think it's imperative the Yankees keep him, because it's not a knock on Judge. It's what made their lineup so special was Soto-Judge combination. Now you want to make the third guy Stanton. The third guy in the postseason was Gleyber, where you had those top three in that order. And I know Stanton performed well in the postseason, but now you take Soto out of that mix, they're not going to have another guy to pair with him. Not Walker, not Bregman, not Teoscar. It's going to be a more balanced, maybe deeper lineup, but they're not going to have that horsepower at the top the way that they did a year ago.
Listen, I got news for both Yankees and Mets fans. We focus on Soto. He is the big prize, clearly, but wherever he goes, and just assuming he stays here, and I do believe he does stay here. I don't think he's going anywhere else, but if he's a Yankee or a Met, that's just the start of the offseason. Like, if the Mets get Juan Soto, and let's say they lose, I do think Severino's probably going to go elsewhere. I don't know if somebody gets nuts with Manaea. You do have Senga. Like, even if you get Soto, you've got other holes to fill. If the Yankees are able to retain Soto, you've got other holes to fill.
Yeah, the Mets need Soto and then either Alonso, Adama. Same thing with the Yankees. They need Soto plus Vinny's on Staten Island. What's up, Vinny?
Hey, good morning, guys. Another great year of talking free agency baseball with you guys. Love it.
Yeah, love it, too. Thank you.
Fun.
No problem. So I'm with BT. As much as I want Soto, I can get four guys for the same price. And I'm just going to name them off. Walker, for 2 years with a third option.
Yep.
See if you can call the Cardinals about Nolan Arenado taking half of the money.
Mm-hmm.
Moving Chaz to second.
Yep.
Making the move for Anthony Santander. Probably will be $20 million a year for 5 years.
Switch hitter pop.
And
yeah.
Then,
can he play all outfield, or are we looking at just right field for him?
I think he's primarily right.
Yeah, I don't want another right fielder.
Yeah.
Because I want Judge in right if I'm the Yankees.
That's okay. Good. Yeah, that's huge.
Right. Plus, I mean, you also got maybe Dominguez could play center. So, yeah. And then fourth one, as much as we know now, Luke Weaver is going to be most likely a closer.
Yeah.
Maybe call Devin Williams or Ryan Pressly to get another bullpen on. Because, and then you also may need another starter, because after what Cortez said, that his arm is not in the best of shape. So I'm with you, BT. I would try to make those moves, but we don't know if it's going to happen.
There you go.
Yeah,
you
I
go.
Mean, it sounds nice, and I wouldn't be opposed to that if you didn't just go get Juan Soto a year ago and saw the results, what happened. Like, those are all nice on paper. Hey, get this guy, get that guy. We don't know how they're going to perform in New York. We don't know how that's going to be moving forward. We know about Juan Soto. We know how old Soto is. We know how he can perform in New York. We know how he can perform in the postseason and in the postseason in New York. Like, that's a sure bet. And that's why he's going to cost you $700 million because of who he is. That's why you could get the other guys on the cheap. The idea would be to get Soto back and then one or two of those other moves. It shouldn't be exclusive to, hey, you bring Soto back, that's it. You can't do anything else. I know the Mets are going to do more than just Juan Soto. They are going to do more. If they get Soto, there's more coming behind that. If the Yankees get Soto, I don't know what the hell's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think they'd do much more than that, which is why I'm open to either road here. I mean, because Soto's amazing, but as I said, there's a blueprint, and I've given you a couple of ways to, you know, look at it, mm-hmm, to build a better team. Listen, you just ran down a lot of the things about Juan Soto that we know. The other thing that we know about Juan Soto pertaining to his Yankees run here is that with Juan Soto last year, they were a two-man team. And that's good if you got Kareem and Magic, or if you have Bird and McHale. And hopefully Brunson and Towns. Nick started showing the pulse. We'll get to them later. It's not good enough in baseball. So I know that we want there's a very targeted, very tangible finish line in the Juan Soto discussion. I think we're simplifying it. There are so many more layers to just him. Juan Soto's terrific. Is he Albert Pujols? Is he Miguel Cabrera? Is he one of those old? He's not. He's a 285 lifetime hitter. And he's really good. I personally always thought that he was overstated. I'm not going to say overrated, overstated what he was. He's not an all-time hitter. He's just not, because the numbers don't say that. Now, if he goes on a run for the next 5 years of his prime and he hits, you know, 300 regularly and he bangs 40 bombs and his OPS is 1,000, well, then he gets into the conversation. But last year, the 40 and the other numbers, kind of outliers. He's only had 2 or 3 years where he's been like 108, 109 RBIs. He's not Big Poppy. Not Manny. Now, half of those guys were juiced up, to be fair. Not A-Rod. Look at the numbers. If you think that I'm nuts, what I'm saying around, go to Baseball Reference, type in Juan Soto. I bet you'd be a little surprised at the numbers. I really do. And he's amazing, but I think you'd be a little surprised. All right. It is BT and Sal, 888-808-1019. There were actual numbers out there. Something from Kay yesterday. We got to get to this. We will. Maybe an ominous sign for the Yankees.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan. We're taking your calls at 888-808-1019. We'll talk some Giants coming up in about 10 minutes. Also have Jermaine Illuminor at 1140. Tommy DeVito, I'm excited for it. We'll talk to Illuminor about that as well. So yesterday, BT, your buddy Michael Kay, I guess, said, I don't know if it was a reporter, he just said that he heard from a baseball source that the Mets were going to be willing to pay $50 million more than the next team.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the accurate way that he said it?
Yeah, that's pretty much the
okay. And well,
breakdown.
So you said Cone would be willing to go $50 million more. Like, if that's the case, they're going to get him. I really believe, like, let's just say the Yankees are, whatever the years are, 13 years. And the Mets say, okay, well, we'll go 14 years for another $50
million. Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be enough. We always talk about what the difference would be. Now, again, I don't know how accurate this is. Case said a baseball source told him. He's not just throwing stuff at the wall.
No, no. Not with the Yankees, he's not. For sure, there's no way.
Yeah, well, this is a Mets thing. But
no, but I'm saying, come on.
I got you. So, whatever. Now, who knows who said where it's coming from, whatever. But it does seem to make some sense, even if you just use common sense. So if that is the case, do you think Soto would leave for $50 million more? I do. What do you think?
Do I think he would leave the Yankees for an additional $50
million? Let's say 1 year, $50 million, yeah.
I think it depends how creatively the Yankees structure the opt-outs, which, by the way, the Mets will do as well. Are there any deferrals? I mean, I would probably say yeah. I would think that if it's 1 year, $50 million, yes. If it's $50 million in totality... And I don't know exactly what Michael, I don't want to put words in his mouth. Yeah. Actually, I'll text him. I'll get the answer. Did he mean $50 million over the length of the contract, 12, 13 years? If that's the case, like if the Yankees come at 650 and the Mets are at 7, then I'm less confident saying that he would leave that. If it's another whole year and it's another 50, I don't know. It's just... I think that matters. I think if it's like $3-4 million a year, whatever
Yankees,
it might be.
If the Yankees go to 13 for 650,
yeah,
and the Mets go 14 for 7.
13, 650?
Yeah, and then tack on the one more year for the Mets. 13 times 50 is 650. 14 times 50 is 700.
I mean, this is obviously just a guess. I don't think that it's as much of a layup as maybe some people do, because I know he wants all the money. But I think when it's in that neighborhood, you look at what's taxable, and obviously he's got every strategist that can, you know, economist, Boris has all these people who are going to break down every single thing. Now, it's not going to be much different Yankees-Mets because it's the same state and it's the same tax implications.
In this hypothetical...
I don't think it's a home run that he would leave and that he would leave for $50 million more for the one extra year.
So
If
the Yankees offer 13 for 650 and the Mets offer 14 for 7, you think he takes the Yankees off?
I'm not saying for sure. Like, it's really a tough read. I just don't think it's as cut and dried. I think that there's a pretty decent chance he would say, yeah, I want every penny, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
But I also think it would be... that it's in the ballpark enough, which speaks to the Mets tax that I've always brought up as a, not as a possibility, as a real thing. Like, yeah, they're going to have to pay him a lot more. And I think that he knows that. So, listen, I don't know what he feels about this team because he never really intimated that. Like, yeah, on a surface level, he never really waxed poetic about the Yankees. He's like a robot. And that's to his credit. He never showed many cards. But
let's say Mets... 700, 14
yep.
years. Yankees, 13 years, 650. Blue Jays, 14 years, 725.
And what was the Mets at?
700.
I think he'd be more interested in the Mets than the Blue Jays.
Me too.
At that point. And the Yankees were where? I'm sorry. I know the Mets were at 7.
650.
Yankees okay. 650. So 13, they stayed 650. Yep. Yeah, I think Toronto's out at that point.
Yep.
I think for the Mets tax, whatever it might be.
But then it's not just the most money, because I agree, 25 is not enough.
No.
I wouldn't think to get him to go to Canada.
Not with the taxes. Yeah. There's no way.
And his mom is an accountant.
So
we learned that from John Heyman of the Post. Thank you, John.
Yeah, it's true.
Excellent writer and has some good info on this along the way.
I don't know. I don't know what he's thinking. I don't know. There's... You know, does he love the history of the Yankees? Is he appealed by maybe a seriousness, but more of a family looseness with the Mets? I don't know. I mean, this is all conjecture. Who knows?
BT and Sal on the Fan. Ricky is in Wappinger Falls. What's up, Ricky?
Rick.
Hey, what's up? How are you guys?
Good. What's up?
I think he would stay with the Yankees with that deal. I think Juan Soto is very win-driven. I think compared to a lot of other players, I don't think he would chase the money as much.
I mean, that seems to be counter to what everybody else out there who's in the know is saying.
Based on what? And also, what makes you think that the Yankees are better set up to win more than the Mets?
I just think he's a better fit in that lineup. The where he is in the Yankees lineup, they can't pitch around him. He's with a lot of guys that are like-minded with him that can hit. And I just think...
I don't understand that one. What do you mean like-minded like him that could hit? Your lineup point was a good one. I don't know about that second part of it. Like, you're right. Soto's not going to be able to go anywhere, Ricky, that's going to put him in a better lineup as opposed to having Judge behind him. That I agree with. But what do you mean like-minded?
I meant like-minded. I think Judge is very like-minded. I think they're all ready to win. I think they've come so close. I mean, he was 3 games away from winning a World Series.
Right.
And I think that's what he really wants. I think he wants to win more World Series.
Yeah,
I know he's got one, but I don't think he wants to turn into a Mike Trout where he's a great player. But, you know, He never sees the playoffs.
Understood. And they have said that, and thank you for the call. They have talked about winning being a priority. I think it's going to be a combination because the money's going to be similar probably, so it'll be a combination. But I don't think you can at this point say that the Mets can't win. I mean, they did get to the NLCS, and assuming they add Soto, and then they're going to do more, and I'm sure they told Soto about their plans, they're going to be in the mix to win every year moving forward as well. So I wouldn't look at it.
I think so. Yeah. I think so. I don't know that I believe that as much. Listen, I've outlined a lot of times here, right, like they've got a lot of things to do, and we'll see if they do them. I know they're going to certainly try. It won't be for a lack of resources.
Right, but the Yankees didn't make the playoffs last year.
But I'm not even talking about the Yankees. Yeah. I'm talking about the Mets. I look at the Mets as a team, yeah. Sal, that and the stories were amazing. The energy was palpable, but as I've chronicled many times, and you know this,
yeah,
there were a lot of stories that were overachievements, that were unlikely occurrences that, in terms of the rate of probability, will simply not happen again this year.
That's why they have to
and I could give you five examples.
Right, but that's why they have to build a
better
team.
I understand
team.
That. I'm saying, yeah. And if they do, no, I know, but building a team is different than saying, hey, what they have is just ready to, hey, let's strap in. We're going 90 miles. They're not that kind of team.
Right, but if
they're not that kind of talent right now.
Right,
they might get it. They don't have it.
If we're talking about it as it pertains to the Yankees, which the caller was, well, if you take Soto off the Yankees, what were they the year before he got there? A team that missed the playoffs.
Yeah, for sure. Listen, but that's why I'm talking about the Mets.
The Yankees also.
I get
it. We've both said the same thing, that even if they bring Soto back, each team has
a lot to do.
So my point is that if you're going to say, well, he wants to win and win World Series, well, then show me definitively why the Yankees are the better spot than the Mets.
Well, I mean, I like their bullpen better. I think their starting pitcher. I'm not going to bore anybody because it's not like overwhelmingly in the favor of the Yankees. Yeah. So I don't need to get in the weeds on that.
Let's just go based off of last year. The Yankees made it to the World Series in a weaker American League.
Yep.
The Mets beat the Dodgers twice and lost in the NLCS.
Understood. I mean, if that's what you want to hang your hat on, be my guest. Well, no, fantastic. I mean, that's not a battle. Neither team won the World Series. That's what I care about.
Okay.
That's all that matters to me.
Right, but I don't think one did much more than the other. Like, the Yankees got to
the World Series. Well, one won, 88? How many games did the Mets win?
I don't even remember.
88, 89? Yeah. I think it was 89. So, okay. I mean, you could take any barometer that's favorable, but whatever.
Both teams need
a lot.
Right. I just don't think that you could differentiate. There's nothing to me that would say, well, the Yankees are far better set up for winning as opposed to the Mets. They each have work to do, but what exactly are we basing that off of, that the Yankees are in a better spot?
I would say that the Yankees have the best pitcher, and I would say that the Yankees have the best player. That's where I would start. Aaron Judge is the best player. Garrett Cole's the best pitcher. Yankees bullpen much better. I would start there. Now, things got to change.